from everyone was wanting. How does it feel?
To be honest, it feels kind of surreal at the moment. It hasn't really sunk in. We're sitting in the director's box here, and I won't name him, but somebody started a rumour that Peterhead had scored. So we thought that was it, but no, it's just fantastic. It's been a long journey over the last few years, and just delighted that we got over the line.
Absolutely, an emotional day for everyone.
Oh, it is. When you know what it's like, Douglas, everybody's working together. We're all, you know, trying to move the club forward. There's a togetherness now within the club, and it's sweet for everybody associated with the club, the supporters, the sponsors, the players, the backroom staff, everybody. And as you know, there's so many volunteers that help the club, during the week and match days. So this is for everybody, really.
Yeah, all these people and a good number of the players are coming through these really dark days. Yeah. It was just, 3 years ago when we went into administration?
Yeah, no, that's right. And
most of the day.
No, I know, that's incredible. I never even thought about that until you've mentioned that. But no, it's all about moving the club forward now, start planning. You know, we need to get on now and make the arrangements for next season, try and obviously get the management team and the players signed up for next season. There's a lot of work now starting, but at least we've got certainty, which is what we wanted.
So, Faze was asked in his post-match interview what his contract situation was, and he said, like everybody else, there was to be done.
Well, that's the thing. Everybody knows where we were at the end of last season, so you know, everybody is out of contract. It's not ideal, you know, particularly when you know we've been playing the type of football that we have. And obviously, the players are going to attract interest from elsewhere. But we were really a victim of the circumstances of where the club was at the end of last season. But obviously, we want to get on with that as soon as possible. We're lucky that we're the first team in Britain, I believe, to win the league. So, you know, we can steal a wee bit of a march on everybody now, and obviously hope that the boys like being here, and you know they'll stick around next season.
Alan Johnson obviously sees this as a big club, and no doubt he'll be your first discussion.
Yeah, no, definitely, yeah. Alan and I have had a number of meetings over the last few weeks, in fact the last few months, so that's the first thing, because obviously I've paid credit to a lot of people there, but it's all about leadership, and Alan's come in and really professionalised the football club, and brought, you know, a certain standard in terms of how the players train, how they play, the intensity, better fitness. As I say, he's done a fantastic job for the club, and I see week in, week out how hard he works. And again, it's all credit to Alan and Sandy and John and Mo and Kenny and Gary, everybody behind the scenes. It is a team here. And again, if we can all keep together and we can all move forward together, I think we've got, you know, a good chance in the championship next season. So it's all to look forward to. Yeah.
A lot of the talk this week was about what was going to happen next week at Albion Rovers. Yeah. I take it as a bit of a surprise, and maybe no real preparations for any celebration tonight.
Yeah, I know it's kind of come around very, very quickly. And in all honesty, I didn't expect Peterhead to get beat, and I have to pay them enormous credit. I just had a text there from the Peterhead vice chairman to congratulate us, which was a fantastic touch. So they're a good. Good club, and they've done fantastically well. I think that's 17 games they went unbeaten, but it just shows you how good the run that we've been on. The fact that they're unbeaten in 17 games, but we're still ahead of them, but we've kept that distance. But all credit to them, they've done fantastically well this season.
Okay, so you will celebrate?
Oh yeah, I will, yeah. I was actually out last night as well, and not feeling the best at the moment, but yeah, no, I'll definitely, because it's been, as you know, it's been a long time coming, and we've had a dark period, but we've come through that now, and we've got to go forward with a sense of optimism. Okay.